over by a moving bus. But once again, as before, the Negroes failed to get on board. A representative of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference was asked why the young Negroes had broken the promise made by Calvin Turner to federal court, and with a grin he replied, "That's just one of those things." More news in a moment.
After all, Gil, you did promise.
I know, Mother.
You told your grandson 4 days ago you'd fix his bike.
Then I got a backache. Lately, with a nagging backache plaguing me and not getting much sleep, I feel tired out.
And likely will till you do something.
But what?
Try Doane's pills.
Good advice. That's Doane's pills, an analgesic and mild diuretic to the kidneys. Nagging backache, headache, and muscular aches and pains may come on with overexertion, emotional upsets, or everyday stress and strain. Doane's pain-relieving action is often the answer, and they also offer mild diuretic action through the kidneys. So if nagging backache is making you feel worn out, tired, and miserable, with restless, sleepless nights, don't wait. Try Doane's pills, used successfully by millions for over 60 years. See if they don't bring you the same welcome relief. Get Doane's pills today. For convenience, buy Doane's large size.
The Navy reports that two nuclear-powered submarines collided last night off Oahu in the Hawaiian Islands while on submerged maneuvers. Both vessels, the Sargo and the Barb, returned to port under their own power, and the Navy reports only superficial damage to one of them, not identified. There were no casualties. The U.S. Coast Guard cutter Northwind is in the stormy North Atlantic today, about 370 miles south of Iceland, standing by the stricken Swedish freighter Orion. The decks of the freighter have been split in two places, and she's taking on water in gale-force winds and 40-foot waves. Her 30 crewmen are huddling below decks. But the Orion now reports she's out of danger, although the weather does remain bad. If the weather permits it today in Minnesota, the Twins and the Dodgers will play the seventh and final game of the 1965 World Series. The Dodger management has not decided whether to send Sandy Koufax or Don Drysdale to the mound, but it's definite that southpaw Jim Cott will start for Minnesota. CBS News reporter Peter Burns asked Cott what his plans are for the showdown game.
I'd like to try and pitch a little longer, and I'd like to win, whereas the last game I was only in there 2 1/3 innings and didn't really get organized at all, so I hope it's a little different story today.
You think you picked up enough against this ball club?
Actually, I don't judge by what I've done against them. It's what I've got going for me this particular day, and if I can keep the ball down reasonably well, I think I've got a real good chance against them.
Well, today's a big one for all the marbles. You all set for it?
Yes, I am. Yeah, my boy's got $3,000 a man riding on me, so I hope I can pull him through.
Well, Jim Cott's hopes notwithstanding, the oddsmakers have installed the Dodgers as the favorites to win today's game, and with it, of course, the series. Heavy fighting is reported today in the Mekong Delta of South Vietnam. Government forces in considerable strength attacked a Viet Cong unit, and the communist guerrillas lost 60 men killed, according to an American military spokesman in Saigon. The spokesman also reports that thousands of American and Vietnamese combat troops have finished their current drives north of Saigon and in the Central Highlands. American casualties in the latest action are described as light. Tomorrow and Saturday, in about 100 cities around the United States, demonstrators will speak, parade, and rally to protest American military involvement in Vietnam. And Democratic Senator Thomas Dodd of Connecticut says he is amazed at the number of U.S. citizens who don't understand what the aims and policies of the United States are in that part of the world. Dodd plans to address a student symposium in Washington on Saturday to give his own views on why American involvement in Vietnam is necessary. The student symposium is intended to counter those other demonstrations on the opposite side of the issue.
Have you ever figured out how many dollars you spend a month keeping your house clean? Arm & Hammer washing soda can save 3 out of 4 of those cleaning dollars and do the job as well because it eliminates the need for expensive cleaning products. You don't need ammonia, nor detergent, nor soap, nor water softeners, nor heavy-duty cleanser, nor scouring powder to clean your house. Just put Arm & Hammer washing soda on your next shopping list. Directions to make your house sparkle are on the box. Remember, you don't need ammonia, nor soap, nor detergent, nor heavy-duty cleanser, nor scouring powder, nor water softeners. Arm & Hammer washing soda will make your home sparkle and save 3 out of 4 of the cleaning dollars you're now spending. Get Arm & Hammer washing soda for whatever needs a cleaning.
LOGO 2 was launched this morning from Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. OGO is short for Orbiting Geophysical Laboratory. It's a satellite carrying equipment for 20 separate experiments in space. The satellite was aimed toward a polar orbit, and the belief is that all is functioning properly. Across the continent at Cape Kennedy, the countdown continues on another major launching, that of an Air Force Titan IIIC, intended to place two satellites with scientific payloads into orbit. But the main purpose of that launch will be a further test of the Titan, this country's most powerful rocket. Russia this morning launched a second communications satellite 6 months after the first. The Soviet news agency TASS says the vehicle was placed in a high elliptical orbit and gives no other details. It was the second Soviet space shot this month. The first was the Luna 7 rocket, which arrived at the moon but failed to make a soft landing. The Vatican's Ecumenical Council today gave overwhelming approval to a declaration stressing the bonds of brotherhood between Catholics and Jews. Cardinal Bea, head of the Secretariat that drafted and revised the declaration, says it excludes unjust affirmations and accusations made against all Jews without distinction living at the time of Christ and today. The 1965 Nobel Prize for Medicine was awarded this morning to three French scientists who opened up a new field of genetic research. It could lead eventually to a cure for cancer. The prize money, totaling about $55,000, will be divided among three professors from the Pasteur Institute in Paris. A spokesman says their discovery will lead to work in a whole new sphere in the study of medical science, and it might lead to a permanent cure for tuberculosis.
That's very interesting. I've never heard a piano tuner work like that. Sounds like a song.
You probably heard it on the radio. The delicious difference in parquet is the extra good goodness of Kraft.
Very good.
Oh, it's a great margarine. We use parquet on everything in our house.
The delicious difference in parquet margarine is flavor and that special extra measure of Kraft goodness called quality.
But why do you tune pianos to the parquet song?
Only way I can make it stop margarine through my mind.
In Washington State, near Puget Sound, an armed truce prevails today between a band of Indians and state game wardens. Yesterday, they fought a pitched battle with stocks, rocks, and fists. It was the Indians' second uprising within a week. They claim their fishing rights are guaranteed by a century-old treaty with the U.S. government. The game wardens say they will continue to enforce a court injunction forbidding the Indians to fish with nets in the river. The Indians call it a fish-in. There's nothing very funny about the Vietnam War, but as anyone who's ever been in the service knows full well, the troops can find humor in even the grimmest situations. With that in mind, Army Warrant Officer Edward Smith of New Orleans reports what happened during a recent helicopter operation north of Saigon. The landing zone was supposed to be secure, but suddenly there came a shout from one Hilo pilot. "Drawing enemy fire from the right," he said over the radio. "Negative, negative," said the flight leader. "Those are friendly troops down there." To which the pilot who reported the enemy fire now radioed, "Affirmative, drawing friendly fire from the right." Dallas Townsend, CBS News, New York.
Net Alert gets first reports to you when major news breaks on this CBS radio network station.
This is WSON AM and FM in Henderson, Kentucky. The present WSON temperature 58 degrees, 10 minutes past 9. Arthur Godfrey time.
And we shall begin the program with the following joke. Why some men should want a wife is a mystery, but why they should want two wives is a bigger mystery. This will give you an idea of the program which follows. Originally scheduled for this time will now be heard. And Linda Scott is among us. How was that we had it yesterday? That's the trouble. Here today, here tomorrow. Right? Linda Scott, Richard Hayes.
How do you do?
And the Giesenslaws.
Morning.
You speak for both of you?
He don't talk much. Well, actually, son ain't feeling well. He caught that 24-hour virus yesterday, and he's got about 6 minutes left.
Okay. We'll get to hear from him at the half, folks. Our guest of honor again is Don Franks.
Good morning to you, Ed.
Of Vancouver. Good morning to you, sir. It's very nice to have you here, and thank you for providing my gang with a new supply of snuff. Everyone is on the... Maybe that would help you, Duane. Maybe a small snort of snuff. Did Jim take a small snort of snuff?
A little depth for the lip.
Got an old timer I want to play around with Lou McGarrity here. Remember if you remember it. You're gonna lose your gal. You don't know who's your gal. Acting like a two-time lover, keeping kisses undercover. You'll wake up and soon discover you're gonna lose your gal, you're gonna fret away. You're bound to get that way. How can you be so conceited? Take a heart, then mistreat it. You can't have your cake and eat it. You're gonna lose your gal, and when she's gone, she won't come back. They don't come back, won't come back. Once they're gone, you're gonna be surprised. You never realized someone else can treat her nicer. Someone else can shoes and rice her. Someone else will paradise her. You're gonna lose your game. Besides, it's very sad when you're going to lose your gal. It's nothing to applaud. Very sad. I hate for a fellow to lose his gal. You did it twice, didn't you, Johnny?
I certainly did. First of my delight.
But never mind. This is Thursday, the start of National Apple Week, so you can take a nice red-cheeked Macintosh to love. To lunch. Freudian slip. I have a client here called Chapstick. It's not Chapstick, it's Chapins, which is made by the Chapstick people. Chapins, here comes Charlie. Well, this is the most marvelous stuff. A medicated hand cream made by the Chapstick people. Chapins. It promises to work while your hands work, even in detergent water. Chapins. They left the H off and the D. It's lousy spelling, but it's easy to remember. Chapins. Chapins. A bit cockney, you know? Chapins, you know? Because it's medicated to ill chapping, cracking, redness, roughness, Chapins works while your hands work, Mike. Because its unique formula stays on, protecting, helping your hands even in detergent water. Laboratory tests have proved that the medication in Chapins stays on long after other hand creams have washed away. It really is. This is great. There's no reason. I keep telling everybody who works with me on the farm, just because you're a man and work on a farm doesn't mean you have to ruin your hands like that. You ever see these old-timers that work outdoors, their hands all cracked and, you know, they're like this, they can't play violin anymore? Just, you know, this is from being a tough guy, you know. What do I need gloves for? What do I need stuff for? Be a smart guy. Your hands will be just as supple when you're 70 as they are at 30 if you take care of them. Once you've seen what Chap-Ans will do, spread it around a little. Spread it around. Use it on dry elbows. Take a look at those elbows. Isn't that something? As far as you're concerned, that part of you is dead, huh? Did you ever notice your elbows? Terrible looking things. Well, that's because you don't take care of them. Look at your nubbly knees. Oh, boy. Yeah. And Chap-Ans will fix it. Use it all the dry skin areas. I always rub a little into the saddle before I mount. I get a treatment while I'm riding, you see. This is great. Chap-Ans makes you this promise. It will work while your hands work, even in detergent water, and get the old man to use it when he's working outdoors. Or working with a, you know, he's a plumber, a carpenter, what is he, electrician, working in places where his hands get dirty and torn like that. Put a lot of chapstick on, or Chap-Ans. Chapstick is for your lips. Chap-Ans, and rub it in good before you start your work. It's easier to clean your hands afterwards, and they'll stay nice. Good advice, my friend. Take it. I know you didn't want it, but take it anyway. Now, Mr. Don Franks, you and your in your days as a foundryman, I notice your hands now are very nice and soft and supple. You probably could give me some first-hand information about this. You remember how you used to bugger your hands all up working in that foundry?
Yes, I remember that. I remember one lady used to look at me and say that if I did not change my hands, I'd never make it in show business unless I changed my hands.
Yeah.
And then I used to go home and work on my antique cars, and there was never really too much time to get them clean. Because when you're working on a Pierce Arrow or...
Gosh, I haven't seen a Pierce Arrow.
Do you remember what they look like?
You're not old enough to know a Pierce Arrow. Are you really?
Why, how about a Star or a Grey Dort or a Saxon or a Briscoe or...
Well, for heaven's sake...
How's that? All right? I found a piece of music the other day called Keep Away from the Fellow Who Owns an Automobile.
And this is DuPont time. DuPont time.
There was an automobile called that, too, by the way.
DuPont?
I wonder if they made it. Yes, I wonder if they did. I had something I'd like to
now,
check.
That's a new one on me. I had not known of that.
Yeah, about 1930. 31. That was a DuPont.
Durant?
Yeah, it was made by the man that made the Star and everything.
But how did you get along this line? Did you really like to collect them or what? Fool?
Yes, I've had 55 of them so far.
Really?
Yes.
Do you take them and trade them and buy another? Is that it?
That's the usual thing that happens to you, and you always lose. You restore something, and you're very proud of your 31 Packard 7-passenger limousine or something, and then suddenly somebody shows up, or you hear that in a barn there's a Stutz or something, and so you have to get it. And, of course, getting the cars is half the battle sometimes.
I'd love to have a Stutz Bearcat.
Oh, boy.
You drive that along with a big police dog sitting on one side and a straw hat. Bow tie.
And you reach down in the floor and they had a thing called a cutout in the old days. So that you could get rid of that muffler if you didn't want it when you were going up the hill. You just pull the cutout and it came straight out of those headers, right out of the engine. Brack.
What a noise.
Oh.
Yeah. Bill Harrah has a couple of Bearcats up there. I saw him. That's a nice thing when you go to work for him at Lake Tahoe. When you go there, they ask you, what is it you would like to drive while you're there? Rolls Royce?
You have your choice.
Fiat, he's got anything you want, he's got for you. 5 minutes ago, I tried to sell you a DuPont. Here we are out in Bill Harrah's club in Lake Tahoe, emanating from the ballroom. DuPont 501, I've got to explain to you. In your house, you may have three carpets bearing the DuPont 501 mark. One may cost you $7.95 a square yard, another $11.95, still another $15.95. How come? You know why you chose carpets of three different prices, because different rooms have different needs and uses. It depends on colors and designs and how much wear the carpet's going to get over the years, right? But the important thing is that every carpet that has that DuPont 501 mark on it has been tested by DuPont and meets or exceeds the DuPont standards for quality. So remember, carpets with pile of 100% DuPont nylon certified 501 are an excellent value no matter what the price. You, my sweet love, are on your way back to the where the action is, right?
That's right. I leave tonight.
Linda Scott is leaving tonight. Before she leaves, she must sing for us. What?
I'd like to do a song called Up on the Roof.
This is Linda, Up on the Roof.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
The other day.
Yes, I did.
It's very nice.
Thank you.
Maybe you think all dates are the same, huh? Well, I got news for you. They're not. Not by a long shot, see? There are California dates, big, plump, fresh dates grown in the lush Coachella Valley in Southern California, loaded with California sunshine as you can almost taste. Oh, man, I saw many a lush loaded out there in California. And then, of course, there are the other dates, the foreign dates. Oh, them foreign dates. Mm. You know, you can't, you don't know what you're getting. They're picked by some foreigner, right, Sam? Maybe they lay around on the ground and camels walk on them. Yeah. You know, like that. Well, they taste good. They're all right, but they're dark and crinkly looking, you know. But California dates, man, what a difference. You can see this when you buy them. You put the two kinds together, imported dates and California dates, and you'll never touch an imported date again. For instant energy between meals, snacks, be sure you get California dates. They're golden, they're moist, they're delicious, and they look that way. And remember, they're picked by machines. Right out of those golden date groves, they call them, date groves, in the Coachella Valley in California. We don't care what brand you get, just so it says California dates on the package. They're all good. And there's a new thing called a California diced date, which you must try. This is a dream come true for a housewife. Tiny date cubes, so convenient to use for cooking and baking, great to sprinkle on hot or cold cereal. Cheryl.
That ain't right.
Yeah, but you say that in Snook?
Sure.
And they're just as delicious as whole California dates because they're fresh. I'm talking about the diced dates now, not the Cheryl. California dates. Will you try the diced ones sometime? Gee, they're good. Just sprinkle them over some ice cream.
Delicious. Absolutely delicious. It's a nice song. These news, I don't see anything. That's rock and roll, isn't it?
Yeah, it could be considered in that category.
Well, I have no objection whatsoever to that. That's good music.
I think it all depends on how the song is arranged. You know, just like Don said yesterday.
Well, it has a lot to do with musical taste.
Right.
But there is, I think, an influx right now of too many songs that have but three changes at the most, and make them as simple as possible.
So
and
everybody
it goes
can play
on,
them.
And it's redundant and redundant and redundant. I cannot tell one song from the other, and that's pretty difficult too when they're singing.
Hey, baby, why don't you do it? Oh, no, we keep on this thing, and we don't do that thing, and then and we won't. All these songs are saying like, "Come on, baby, let's go all night long," and they got to be in bed by 11.
Well, tell you what. Everybody drinks a little cranberry juice before they go to bed. It's all right. A little cranberry juice. A little Ocean Spray. Ocean Spray cranberry juice, which mixes with practically anything. Mix Ocean Spray cranberry juice with orange juice, pineapple juice, or apple juice. If you want absolutely magnificent fruit punch, mix all three with cranberry juice. What a punch, man. Ocean Spray cranberry juice. Get some of it into your system every day.
How's it tasting, hot tea?
Very good. I drink it in half and half. Hot tea, sure, same as iced tea. Mm. Thank you for reminding me. May I remind you that this is a station break.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
And this is WSON AM and FM in Henderson, Kentucky. CBS News, 1 minute.
If your SureWay food stores know about it, they'll have it at the price you want to pay. This week at your SureWay food stores, you can buy chuck roast just 39 cents a pound for the blade cut. Joel Bacon, buy the piece for just 29 cents a pound. Fresh, juicy Florida oranges, just 59 cents a dozen. Folgers coffee in the one-pound vacuum tin, just 69 cents. A half gallon of Swift's ice milk, just 39 cents. And Morton pot pies and chicken, beef, and turkey flavors from Sherway's frozen food department are just 19 cents each. Don't forget Sherway's bakery department, where you can buy pineapple sherbet cake for only 59 cents. Pumpkin pie, just 59 cents, baked fresh daily. And chocolate chip cookies, just 35 cents a dozen. SureWay food stores are open weeknights until 9, on Sundays from 8 until 6. SureWay gives quality stamps, too.
WSON temperature, 58 degrees. The time now, 9:30.
Scott is about to leave us to go back to the joint where the action is, and I would like to hear her sing again. I need all of you I can get today, honey.
Great, I'd love to sing.
What else do you have?
I have a song called "The Best Is Yet to Come."
Okay, let's hear that one.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. Everything started to hum. Still, it's a real good bet the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? You think you've seen the sun, but you ain't seen it shine. Wait till
I like. Don't tell me there aren't any good songs being written these days. That's all right. Who came up with this?
Gee, I don't know.
Whoever remembers an author anymore, huh? Isn't that a shame? A guy writes and writes and nobody remembers him. I was delighted to find at the Four Seasons last evening that they had decaf for me after dinner. You know, those restaurant associates places are really fine restaurants in New York. The Four Seasons, the 12 Caesars, the Hawaiian Room in the Lexington Hotel, La Fonda del Sol, Henry Fonda la Sol, Remy Dole. Let's see, Fonda del Sol, what else do they got? They got the big one out at the World's Fair, in the gas house. You know, it has to be a good restaurant to locate at a gas house and live through it, huh? What it says on the side of the hill, you know, eat here and get gas. Now, what is that building they're in? Isn't it the gas building? Yeah, at the World's Fair.
Naturally.
The Festival of Gas, is that it? How can you have a festival of gas?
You save up once a year.
A festival of gas. What we need here is chews. What was I starting out to talk about? Oh, decaf here. It's so nice to see a modern restaurant that isn't stuck with generic terms and knows what's going on and is hip to the jive, huh? Is that the word I want? It isn't jive anymore. What do they say now?
Groove.
Right, groove.
You're hip to the groove?
Or dig the seam.
Dig the seam? Oh, that's old.
That's out. I'm sorry. I wasn't here yesterday.
Yes. I noticed in your song you were singing, you keep using the expression babe, babe. They've never changed that. There's no other word for babe yet, but babe is there, huh? Well, anyway, decaf. Let's get back to decaf. That's the sponsor, not the babe. Nestle's decaf. Please ask for this. It is so good. It is so much better than any other decaffeinated coffee that's around. You've learned that the coffee does keep you awake. Well, you can still enjoy good coffee if you drink decaf. 97% caffeine-free, yet it has unexpected flavor simply because they take the decaf out first and then they roast the coffee flavor in. Will you ask for it, please? Decaf is a product of Nestle's. And incidentally, if you would like a 12-inch long playing record called The Best of Arthur Godfrey Time, tunes from this show, you can get it by sending a buck and the inner seal from a jar of Nestle's decaf to Decaf Record, Maple Plain, Minnesota. Here's a $3 or $4 record, that's an album you can have for a dollar. They'll give it to you if you'll try Nestle's decaf. Believe me, you'll be happy you did. Nestle's decaf. Get the inner seal from one of the jars. Send it with a dollar and your name and address to Decaf Record, Maple Plain, Minnesota. And you'll get all kinds of goodies from this show on an album that you... If you enjoy us here, you will enjoy the album. It's very good. I'm kind of proud onto it. And I'm very proud of these two gents I'd like to present now from Snoke, Texas. They are the Giesenslaws.
I'd like to give credit to the author of this song before we start.
Who he?
John D. Loudermilk wrote this.
John D. Loudermilk.
Only that's true.
How can he get milk louder than another kind of milk?
I'm gonna buy you a big hat with feathers and plumes. I'm gonna buy you a mansion with 60,000 rooms. And that ain't all. No, that ain't all. I'm gonna buy you powder. I'm gonna buy you paint. Gonna fix you up and make you look like some you ain't. That ain't all. No, that ain't all. I'm gonna buy you a fur piece. I'm gonna buy you gloves. I will buy you anything if you'll give me all your love. And that ain't all.
Priceless, that's all.
Yeah. All apologies to John D. Loudermilk.
One of the wonderful things about their music is if they make a mistake, who cares? It makes the song better.
Well, son here gouged me twice during that one. I had a letter here from Miss Qualley in Canby, Minnesota, and she said she didn't know her name. But, you know, by the description, she said, they're so awful, they're good. And after that, she'll more than likely think we're wonderful. Thank you, Miss Qualley.
I want you to laugh all the way to the bank about that. This week, Holiday Inns are celebrating the addition of the new Holiday Inn in Montreal, downtown Montreal. Beautiful 21-story Holiday Inn with 500 rooms, symbolizing the growth of Holiday Inns in Canada. There are now Holiday Inns open or under construction all across Canada, all with the same fine service, food, and lodging that is a tradition with all Holiday Inns. So now more than ever, wherever you travel, in Canada too, look for the famous sign of Holiday Inn, your host from coast to coast.
They'll have to speak French.
In Montreal, oui. Mm-hmm.
And have that pea soup ready, too.
You've been there in Montreal?
Yes, I lived there for a year. I did a review there.
I love that town.
Beautiful.
I don't know it very well. I've only been there twice, but each time I was there, I thought I got to come and stay here a while sometime. Have you seen it, Linda?
Yes, I've been there. I performed there. They have a big arena. Mm-hmm. It's called... What is it called?
I have no idea what the arena is called.
Oh, big arena.
No.
Montreal Arena. No?
Is where they have the hockey game, eh?
Yeah.
They play the hockey there.
Yeah. The hockey, that reminds me of ice. Ice Capades. Ice Capades is in Philadelphia.
How long has it been running? Because I remember my father was an electrician. We used to light the shows in Vancouver sometimes in the arenas. And it was quite a while.
Gee, because I can remember. Ice Capades is now... Like 19 years or 20 years or something like that. It's a long, long time. It's still the daddy of them all. It's the greatest show. Gets greatest stars. It's marvelous. Speaking of people who writ songs, this is Spencer Williams' birthday. You know what he wrote?
Beale Street Mama, I think, was one, wasn't it? Beale Street?
Basin Street.
Basin Street, that's it. Wrong Street.
Royal Garden Blues.
Yeah.
The Headless Horseman. I Ain't Got Nobody. I'm a little tired. Everybody loves my baby.
But my baby don't love nobody.
When lights are low. How does that go? When lights are low. I don't recall that one. When lights are low. And Papa Di Da Da.
Papa Di Da Da.
Know that one? Mm-hmm. Chishamingo Blues. And I'm dying to hear how this one goes. I ain't gonna give nobody none of this jelly roll. How's that go?
I ain't gonna give nobody none of my jelly roll. Jelly roll.
Yeah, Luke, you're good.
I thought Sara Lee wrote that one.
Can't have your cake and eat it.
Just for that, Richard Hayes, I'm going to do a sun-made raisin thing, and you sing a song.
Okay.
Just for that. Just for that. At the same time. Halloween is coming. There'll be fewer tricks if you treat the callers to sun-made raisins. Here's a great idea. You go to the store and you get several cellophane bags full of snack-sized boxes of sun-made raisins. And when the kids come and holler trick-or-treat, you give them a couple of little boxes of raisins. It'll be good for them, and they'll love you for it because they taste good. And besides that, they're very, very nutritious. They contain natural fruit sugar. That's why the dentists like to recommend them. And it gets into the system fast, you know. It helps give the energy a quick lift. That's why many athletes and coaches use raisins for a quick pickup. Healthful, oh yes, dentists suggest them. Get them in the snack pack sizes. They're cute miniature boxes of sun-made raisins filled with just the right amount for a small snack. And they come in six packs. Two, that's a bigger box. Six packs, that's a... Well, each one of those boxes would contain two or three snacks. But anyway, cello bags of the little snacks or six packs. And of course, there's a big 15-ounce carton of sun-made raisins for your kitchen to make up cookies and any other recipe. You know, one of my favorite morning dishes is a bowl of 40% bran flakes, two big handfuls of sun-made raisins, about three tablespoons of honey and cream.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's a good way to start your day.
Man, that'll keep you going for a half hour.
Half hour?
Well, I mean go, man. Sun-made raisins. Eat them. Eat a lot of them. They're good for you. What you got for us, Richard?
Got a song called Mr. Saturday Dance. Miss the Saturday dance. Heard they crowded the floor. I couldn't bear it without you. I don't get around much anymore. Thought I'd visit the club. I got as far as the door. They'd have asked me all about you. I don't get around much anymore.
Right, in an album called Jazz for the People, some years back. Meantime, I want you to know that the Sutton people are now putting out a cream deodorant, too. They've done the spray and the roll-on and the stick, which is the one I prefer, the stick. But the cream is available now for those who prefer same. Same delightful difference, a delicate fragrance that leaves you nice to be near. 24-hour protection as an antiperspirant as well as a deodorant. Sutton cream deodorant. This is the day Chuck Yeager first flew faster than sound today. Mm. 1947. Gee, you imagine it's almost 20 years ago now?
What would he be flying in?
He was flying a rocket-powered research airplane from Muroc Air Base in California. I'll never forget him telling me about that ride. About to beat him to death. The controls and everything, you know, he was up against the windshield. He was every place. His safety belt broke. Everything was going crazy. And Chuck was some boy. He was up until that time, we thought of the speed of sound as being a sound barrier. We had to pierce a barrier. Nowadays, because of the design of the airplanes, when you go through the so-called barrier, past the speed of sound, the only way you know it is a little flick in the needle. And that's all. It's very smooth, beautiful. You know why that is? Because somebody figured out how to design the fuselage of the airplane, make it bottlenecked. And that occurred to a little engineer, a young man, one day. One day this fellow was thinking about that, and he went back to work the next morning and designed that, and he took it out, and that licked that problem.
That's why I understand the capsules are built that way, because where the two astronauts sit, or the single astronaut, when they re-enter, the heat doesn't touch that part. It goes around it because of the curve.
That's right. There's big flange on the end, and all the flames go by. You know, that's a little hairy, riding that thing back with those flames around there. Maybe 2,400-500 degrees of temperature or more. Right underneath your seat.
Yeah.
Not too far away.
Yeah, it's a lot different than landing your Newport or your Spad in a farm field and then grabbing a stove lid off the stove so that you could protect yourself from one of the Luftwaffe or something.
I still want to make that trip around. I would love to ride in one of those satellites one day. But I think I would get scared to come back because I don't like heat. And I may stay there. It says here, attached ad will appear in 139 cities around the country this month. Let's have a look at the attached ad and hope you live in one of the 139 cities. Oh, here it is. Chinese it for Halloween. Big dragon says dragon soup, spooky suey, good goblin clusters. A Chinese Halloween for your little demons. Send them out tricking and treating with an early supper that's quick to eat, fast to fix, and guaranteed to fire the spirits of everyone. Lead off with a cauldron of dragon soup, served boiling and bubbling. That'll burn them so bad they won't want to go anywhere. You can do all these wonderful things, a spooky suey, 12 minutes to fix, just a skillet to wash, real meat nourishment to delight any devil chaser. And then there's good goblin clusters, neat nibbling treat for tricksters, your own or the neighbors at the door. Make a batch or two in the morning. They'll have vanished by the witching hour. La choy, fancy chow mein noodles, la choy fry lice, la choy bean sprouts. Fine flavor, Far Eastern foods, the finest. Look at the ads that'll be running in 139 cities. And choose some of these things for Halloween. Let's make it a Chinese Halloween. What is this? Good goblin clusters. It tells you how you make it. Wait a minute. You melt a couple of packages each of chocolate chips and butterscotch chips in a heavy skillet over low heat. You remove from the stove and dump in a big can of La Choy chow mein noodles and a handful of salted peanuts. You stir the whole thing to coat the noodles evenly with the mixture and dip out teaspoonfuls onto waxed paper and let it cool and set. You try one and you'll end up eating half a dozen. That's called Little Good Goblin Clusters. And you make it with La Choy. Something very un-Oriental about that.
It was scary, though.
Yeah.
Halloween is different. In Vancouver on Halloween, we always have firecrackers, and that's the time when you have the skyrockets and any, you know, Roman candles. All those things are held on the eve of All Hallows, because this is the time when the witches and the goblins are out, so it's time to have all the fireworks at that time.
Scare them away, huh?
Mm-hmm. Or to join them.
You know what we need from Don Franks? A song.
Yeah.
You got it.
We'd like to save the fiesta resistance here for the end of the program. You get ready to do it, if you will, Don, and I'll pour some Dubonnet for everybody.
All right. This song has been written by Leonard Bernstein, who has written many, many things that I hope you know about, aside from West Side Story, Candide, and On the Town, Wonderful Town. This is a song possibly remind you of Paul Ashe, maybe. I don't know whether it will or not.
I didn't know that he wrote so many things.
So here's something, we might as well take it now from the Hotel Fern.
Right.
Right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, there's a new sensation that is going around, going around, going around, going around. The simple little ditty that is sweeping the town, sweeping the town, sweeping the town.
Because it wrong note just makes me do want that note is such a strong note. It makes me rick-ricky-tick-rick-ricky-tick-wacky-wick-wicky-wick-wicky-wick-wacky. Don't play that right polite note, because that right note just makes me blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah-blah. No, give me the new and blue note. And sister,
that's beautiful.
We're in rehearsal, and I think it was Johnny Mintz looked over, and the clarinet said, they think I got a right note here.
How's your supply of Dubonnet? Good enough? This is Thursday, weekend coming up. Maybe you better get a couple of bottles, huh? Get both the blonde and the red and mix them. Lots of folks like it that way, half and half each. Dubonnet red is robust. Dubonnet Blonde is drier, lighter. They're not strong, they're not dull. You can serve them to your guests, and everyone will enjoy it, because it's the thing these days. This is the in drink, you know. And nobody gets mashed. Everybody has a nice time. Nobody goes home wondering where they've been.
For what they did.
And Dubonnet is a good drink. Serve it to everybody. It's an aperitif. Very nice. And we'll see if we can find those lost notes and see you Friday, which is tomorrow.
Net alert bulletins instantly. A comprehensive CBS News report coming up next on the CBS Radio Network.
Bounce Harvest Sale of Values is now going on in downtown Henderson. There are two big floors from which to shop for yourself, your family, and for your home. An 8-piece Corningware set is now specially priced at $11.88. A 9-piece Teflon cookware set, also priced at $11.88. Bathroom scales and assorted colors are now $3.99. Libby glasses and assorted sizes and colors, just $1 for a set of 8. For 9 big days, you can shop at Belk's, Henderson's most complete department store, and save, save, save. They're open Friday nights till 8 p.m.
Doctors know constipation is often accompanied by a bloated, gassy stomach, so you need twofold relief.
you need Dr. Caldwell's Senna Laxative. First, Dr. Caldwell brings gentle relief from occasional constipation because it contains Senna, a natural vegetable laxative widely endorsed by physicians. Second, a soothing carminative action brings fast relief from bloated, gassy stomach. So for twofold relief of constipation and accompanying bloated, gassy stomach, get Dr. Caldwell's Senna Laxative contained in syrup pepsin.
WSON-AM and FM, Henderson, Kentucky.
This is CBS News. Countdown at Cape Kennedy as space activity continues here and abroad. Announcement in Stockholm, a Nobel Award for a medical discovery. Concern in London, what's to become of the Churchill House? Uncertainty over Rhodesia and the prospect of a royal message from the Queen. These and other top stories of this hour on CBS Radio News. This is Alan Jackson in New York. The countdown is proceeding at Cape Kennedy with liftoff time now expected in about 2 hours for a big Titan 3C rocket, our most powerful. This will be the second and toughest test for the 3C. It's to put two satellites into separate orbits and then perform a series of stops and starts to change its own orbiting path. The day's first space activity came from the West Coast with the launching from Vandenberg Air Force Base of a Thor Agena rocket to put an instrument package into polar orbit. This is called OGO, for Orbiting Geophysical Observatory. It looks like a flying coffin, but is said to be probably the most sophisticated and versatile unmanned spacecraft yet. Its object, to perform a score of delicate experiments, analyzing the particles, rays, and waves that surround the Earth so scientists can make better plans for manned activity out there. The Russians launched a satellite of their own this morning, the second of their communication satellites, testing the possibility of a long-range communication system using a chain of satellites. In Stockholm, an announcement by the Nobel Committee. That story and other developments in a moment.
Be quick.
Is this quick?
How quick?
This quick, this quick, quick.
Make it home.
You may
make it this quick.
Why not surprise your family tonight with real homemade biscuits? You're halfway there now with Bisquick. Bisquick has the 6 basic ingredients for homemade biscuits already measured and blended for you. And they're light, tender, homemade biscuits, not like the refrigerated kind. These are the melt-in-your-mouth biscuits, the piping hot biscuits that make the meal. You won't find biscuits like these in the dairy case. Tonight, how about real homemade Bisquick biscuits? Remember, Bisquick is this quick.
How quick?
Bisquick, Bisquick, quick.
The Nobel Committee in Stockholm announced the award of the 1965 Nobel Prize for Medicine to 3 French scientists who discovered a new type of gene in the human body, a type that, in effect, directs other genes. At the moment, the discovery has no practical purpose, but the Nobel Committee predicts that it will in the future as scientists study the never-ending mystery of life and how it is transmitted. In the Vatican, delegates to the Ecumenical Council gave overwhelming approval to a statement emphasizing the bonds of brotherhood between Catholics and Jews. The vote was the first of 3 on the controversial declaration dealing with the Jewish people and anti-Semitism. An American Navy man was killed in Vietnam and 11 others injured when 2 landing craft collided in the Da Nang River. On land, there was heavy fighting in the Mekong Delta south of Saigon. Government troops suffered heavy casualties, so did a small team of American advisors accompanying them when they were attacked by 2 battalions of Viet Cong guerrillas. One of the casualties, a 29-year-old South Vietnamese photographer for Associated Press. He had been wounded in the arm and was awaiting evacuation when he was hit again in the neck. The story out of Indonesia continues to be a confused one, with new questions being asked about the missing leader of the Indonesian Communist Party, DN Aidit. One Muslim newspaper in Jakarta claims that Aidit had intended to kill President Sukarno as part of the original uprising, but he failed when Sukarno escaped to his summer palace at Bogar. Around the UN, Afro-Asian delegates plan to present a new resolution on Rhodesia in the Trusteeship Council, determined to keep the UN spotlight on that crisis. And from London, there are hints that Queen Elizabeth may attempt to use the influence of the royal crown to prevent the Rhodesians from trying to set up an independent white supremacy state without political freedom for its nearly 4 million Africans. It's understood that a personal message from the Queen to Rhodesian Prime Minister Smith, or a radio broadcast by the Queen to the people of Rhodesia, is being planned as a last-ditch attempt to forestall a breakaway by the Smith government. More news in a moment.
What's a mother to do?
What's the problem, ma'am?
That son of mine, he's forever spending his lunch money on sodas. A lot of vitamins they have. What's a mother to do?
Serve him Total for breakfast. Total, the only leading cereal, hot or cold, with a whole day's vitamin supply. One bowl, 1 ounce, gives you 100% of every minimum daily adult vitamin requirement now set by the U.S. government.
Enjoy Total every day. Feel vitamin safe all day.
A Senate subcommittee has issued a report on the state of religion in Castro's Cuba. Its conclusion is not surprising. The committee says that churches and Catholic schools have been virtually eliminated in Cuba. The conflict was made the easier, the report says, by the fact that religion in Cuba never had been a major influence. Thus, the inevitable struggle between it and communism when Castro came to power was of brief duration and not very bloody, and ended when a majority of the clergy were deported. A weather reconnaissance plane flew out from Florida this morning to have a closer look at a tropical storm called Elena, the fifth of the waning hurricane season. Elena, about 1,600 miles east-southeast of Miami, is a weak and poorly organized storm so far. There was encouraging news from the stormy North Atlantic, where a Swedish freighter has been buffeted about by waves 50 feet high that split its main deck in three places. A short while ago, the word came, the waves have subsided somewhat, the ship is now out of danger, and the crew is starting to make repairs. In London, a mild note of concern over the possibility that some Americans might buy a certain house. CBS News correspondent Charles Collingwood reports from London.
The house in which Sir Winston Churchill died is to be sold at public auction in London 2 weeks from today. There's said to be a possibility that it will be bought by an American bidder. Now, the British still nourish the conviction that rich Americans are liable to do anything. In this case, buy the Churchill house, and although it's no architectural marvel, take it apart stone by stone and ship it to the United States. In order to forestall this dire eventuality, the Greater London Council, an official body, has taken steps to protect the Churchill House from dismantling by having it declared an historical landmark, which probably won't hurt the auction price either. Charles Collingwood, CBS News, London.
There was an incident at sea in the Hawaiian Islands during the night when two of our nuclear-powered submarines collided off the island of Oahu while on submerged maneuvers. They were the Fargo and the Barb. Neither suffered more than superficial damage, and there were no casualties. The Senate Finance Committee is holding hearings on the sugar bill, one of the last remaining items of legislation before adjournment. Some 30 witnesses are expected to be heard before the day is out.
Delicious differences. Parquet is the extra thickness of fat.
This is the parquet song. Tell us how you spread parquet flavor. Flavor is the delicious difference in parquet margarine. And parquet gives you that special extra fat goodness. Quality.
The delicious differences. Parquet is the extra thickness of fat.
Economists and businessmen have been heartened by the latest figures on the nation's economy. It's still expanding, still going up. In the 3 months ending September 30th, the gross national product was up by $11 billion to an annual rate of almost $677 billion. The gross national product is a measure of the country's total output of goods and services and is considered to be the best indicator on how the economy is doing. Right now, it's doing very well. The Treasury Department reports that those new sandwich-type quarters are spewing out of the mint in Philadelphia faster than scheduled. More than 100 million have been produced so far. None has been released yet, and no release date has been announced. But we're told they will be put into circulation in time for the Christmas shopping season. By the end of the year, the mint will start turning out the new silverless dimes and the reduced silver half dollars. An indication of how these things move once they get going. It required almost 2.5 months to produce the first 100 million quarters. Now, during the next 2.5 months, more than four times that many will be turned out, 435 million. Alan Jackson, CBS News, New York.
Arthur Godfrey, Gary Moore, Henry Morgan, and Robert Trout, Saturday and Sunday on Weekend Dimension, over the CBS Radio network station.
This is CBS in the Tri-State, WSON AM and FM, in Henderson, Kentucky. The time is 10 minutes past 10.
McGee Motors, Evansville's only authorized Volkswagen dealer, presents the WSON Weather Vane.
And the WSON weather word for today is mild and occasional showers. We'll have the immediate tri-state forecast in just a moment. Volkswagen has worked up plenty of improvements for its familiar vehicles for 1966, but characteristically made most of them on the inside. Stop in at McGee Motors Limited Incorporated, Evansville's only authorized Volkswagen dealer at Chestnut and 4th, and drive one. Outwardly, only three minor changes distinguish the 1966 Beetle from the 1965 models, and only two external ones separate Volkswagen's boxy station wagon from last year's. Safety and convenience features built into the 1966 sedans and Karmann Ghia coupes include a new fingertip control for the headlight dimmer unit. Added improvements for the VW sedans and Karmann Ghias include a progressive pedal, which gives the driver smoother accelerator control, and skirts, which partially enclose the lower part of the front seats for improved appearance on the sedan and convertible. Stop in at McGee Motors Limited Incorporated at Chestnut and 4th in Evansville and drive a Volkswagen. See for yourself. VW offers you improved performance and greater conveniences than ever before. Now the tri-state weather picture is fair to partly cloudy with occasional showers and warmer today and tonight. Fair and mild tomorrow. A high today of 75, a low tonight of 55. WSON temperature at the present time at 59 degrees.
The WSON Weather Vane has been brought to you by McGee Motors Limited Incorporated, Evansville's only authorized Volkswagen dealer, located at the corner of Chestnut and 4th in Evansville.
This is Gene Shepherd. You know, no one hates flies any more than I do. I want the best and the fastest way to get rid of them. So at our house, we use Kilco fly bait. That's the original sugar-based fly bait. Just stands to reason that flies are attracted to sugar, and they are. No other kind of insecticide is so effective with flies as sugar-based Kilco fly bait. It's clean, odorless, safe, and efficient when used according to instructions. Kilco fly bait just ends your fly troubles, and its powerful action lasts. Just sprinkle Kilco fly bait wherever dangerous flies gather. Porches, doors, around trash cans, outdoor eating areas. Flies just can't live any place you spread Kilco fly bait, the original sugar-based fly bait. Ask for Kilco fly bait at your grocer's, drugstore, or seed and feed store. Look to Kilco for a complete line of dependable insecticides and pesticides. Remember that name, Kilco, dependable for over 60 years.